I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. This is a little clip from our YouTube episode that dropped last night where myself and Matty the Waterboy go through our favourite combos of all time. Don't just have to be halves, I talk about them in a number of positions. In this particular one though, I talk about two of my favourite halves of all time. In my opinion, probably the perfect combination as far as a halfback and a 5'8 put together. The Green Machine Specials, Ricky Stewart and the great Laurie Daly. Two of my favourite players of all time and one of my favourite combos of all time, without a doubt. I just think that I talk about it more in this episode, obviously, but I just think both of their strengths, I just think paired together, they were just about perfect as far as halves go, and I think they would have been as dominant in any other era outside of the one that they were in, which they were incredibly dominant in as well. So, pretty impressive pairing here. If you do want to have a listen to or watch this episode, sorry guys, it is on YouTube. It dropped last night at 6 p.m. Go to YouTube, type in Rugby League Guru.
Now, my first combo I'm going to go with is one of my favourites. I'm sure a lot of you will probably see this one coming. I've spoken a number of times, and I think Jackson Hastings brought it up the other day with us as well, Matty, talking about Ricky Stewart.
Yes.
And just how underappreciated he is as a halfback. And his combo with Laurie Daly was fucking incredible. Now, they're the only halves pairing that we've picked here, and you know, credit to Laurie Daly. He was such a good footballer and such a versatile footballer that, you know, he actually played a lot of his career with Ricky Stewart out in the centres. And I think people forget, you know, we talk about this halves combination. They actually only won one competition together as a halves pairing, which was 94. You look back to 89 and 90. It was Chris O'Sullivan who was playing 5'8 for the Canberra Raiders. And Laurie Daly, he was out in the centres. But, you know, as we've seen with so many talented 5'8s, especially back then, your Laurie Daly's, your Brett Kenny's, your Brad Fittler's, when you can shift these sort of guys out to centre and have almost like a second 5'8", similar to what Matty Burton was doing a couple of years ago for the Penrith Panthers. I mean, it's just such an advantage to have. And Laurie Daly, when he eventually did move into the 5'8 role with the Canberra Raiders, Matty, I love going back and watching that old Raiders side because they would get the ball from sideline to sideline in two fucking passes.
That Raiders team, it's funny, like, because they obviously started as this young team that kind of come out of nowhere and, you know, obviously beat the Tigers in that crazy, crazy grand final. But it wasn't just a one-hit wonder. Yeah. They were one of the most dominant teams of the 90s. And a lot of people older than me always talk about how they love watching the Bronx and the Raiders of the 90s and how much of a shame it was that they never actually got to play in a grand final. Whenever I think of that, I think of, you know, like Rabbitohs and Roosters haven't played in a grand final since 1930 or some shit like that. But everyone puts that as like the number one. Like, I wish this Broncos and Raiders team got to play in a grand final in the 90s, because it's funny, like, yes, they were this young team in like the late 80s. But if you look how stacked they were, like, after, now that it's all said and done in hindsight, it's just a crazy, crazy team. Crazy team.
And, you know, I think there's a really fair argument that considering how good this team was, they potentially underachieved. I mean, you look at 1993, they're going to shit in for a premiership for all money. Ricky Stewart gets injured. They lose this grand final to Penrith in 91, a really close game there that they were well and truly in. And that's not taking anything away from this great Raiders side. But, I mean, if we could look back and they would have won another two comps, it really wouldn't surprise me. Like, I think if Ricky Stewart didn't get injured in 93, I think they win that comp for sure. Then they would have won it in 94 as well. Incredible stuff. And when I look at Ricky Stewart and Laurie Daly, I just think sometimes you see halves pairings and the half and the 5-8 are a little bit too similar, or maybe they lack a kicking game between them, or like you look at these two, and Ricky Stewart, he was, you know, the best long kicker of the time. Yep. He had one of the best long passes in the world. A nice little running game, but wasn't a running half. Whereas Laurie Daly, on the other hand, one of the best ball runners, full stop, I think we've ever seen. I think it's really slept on that Laurie Daly, he could come off both feet with huge steps. You saw him do it in Origin on so many occasions. He's similar to Freddie in that he could play six, he could play out in the centres. He didn't really have to play 13 throughout his career, but if he would have got the opportunity to play that, he would have fucking brained it there, Laurie.
I think that running game really suited State of Origin.
Yeah.
And I think that if you go back, well, not even go back, if you take notice of former Origin players talk about the best players they've played with in Origin, a lot of them say that Laurie Daly was born to play Origin for the reasons you just said. And obviously he was similar at club level, but yeah, big, like, you're right, that was so different, Ricky and Loz, but they complemented each other so well because together they were pretty much the perfect footballer.
I can't remember what game it was or what year it was, but there's a tackle that Laurie Daly makes in State of Origin 1 year. Is it on Marty Bella? I think it might be. Front rower takes a hit up straight at Laurie Daly, sort of, you know, defending on an edge there. I reckon it's one of the great textbook tackles of all fucking time, especially for a 5'8". Have you got it there, Matty? I'm pretty sure it was on a front rower.
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
It's just...
Type in Origin Moments, Daly the pole axe.
The pole.
It's just...
Done. Couldn't have named it better.
Yeah, and you just got, like, you know, Highmarsh and that talking about it. It's, yeah, so good. And then... was it the same game, or I don't know if it was the same game where he stepped off the left foot twice and scored under the post? It's just, he's just such a good player, Laws.
Yeah, and he was, you know, I feel like with Laurie Daly, it was either he could throw a 15-metre spiral pass with those old fucking footballs that were awful, or he would run, and you could tell when he was going to run, but similar to what you said with Matt Gidley, you couldn't stop him. He could come off both feet, and similar to Brad Fittler, the beauty of Laurie Daly was that he could beat you in so many ways. He could pass around you. He could kick around you. He could just go, fuck it, I'm just going to muscle you here. I could just run over the top if I wanted to. A huge body. Just a freakish player, Laurie Daly. And as we said, Ricky Stewart, one of the best kicking games of all time. I still think it's the best long kicking game of all time. And I imagine the play the ball on the right-hand side of the field on that sideline. 2 seconds later, it's in the hands of Mal Meninga on the left tram line. And they would just do it so often. And obviously, like, line speed and everything was so different back then and whatnot. The game was a little bit slower. But the way that they moved the ball, it would be – it's a winning formula in any time of rugby league ever.
Yeah, totally agree.
And we had Jackson on here the other day talking about Mitchell Pearce and Todd Carney, the way that they used to move the ball. Fuck, I reckon these two, considering when they were playing and the balls that they were passing from – sideline to sideline, I'd put them as, you know, the best halves combination as far as getting a ball from one sideline to the other of all time.
And especially when there's just guns littered all over the park. So there's just threats coming everywhere in that Canberra team. It would have been such a joy to watch. I really, really wish I got to watch them like week in, week out.
Yeah, and as you said, I wish we would have seen, even though we probably wouldn't have been alive for it, but to see that Broncos and that Raiders grand final.
That's what we deserved, and we didn't get it.
Yeah, and that's where we spoke about the other day that we consider, because we got to watch them play the entire year and everything, and we were old enough to enjoy it, the 2017 Melbourne Storm side.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give me a three-way round robin between those three sides. Take my fucking money.
Yeah.
I'm done. That'd be unreal.
To catch this full episode, go to YouTube, type in Rugby League Guru, and it is the most recent video there. Our favourite combos of all time. Whilst you're there, have a look at the other off-season episodes that myself and Maddie have dropped. We had about six or seven episodes where Jackson Hastings joined us as well, the Newcastle Knights halfback, a couple of cracking chats there. The best off-season content that you will find in Rugby League as it stands right now for season 2022. As we head into season 2023, there is also a heap of predictions. Best 17s for next season, also worth having a look on. Some of those you'll find on the podcast here, but if you'd like to watch the full clips there, they're all available. We've got the Gold Coast Titans Best 17 dropping on Tuesday afternoon, and then Wednesday we've got another episode of the off-season where myself and Maddie have a look at the missed opportunities for the Parramatta Eels. Obviously, 2001 might be, and they are in my opinion, the greatest team to never win a premiership, the 2001 Eels. Jason Taylor, Brad Drew, these sort of guys, an incredible footy side there that they obviously fell short in the grand final to the eighth immortal Andrew Johns and his Newcastle Knights. And then of course season 2005, which is one that is not forgotten by Parramatta fans, but I think by a lot of other fans it's forgotten as a missed opportunity by the Parramatta Eels. They were red hot coming into that final season, final series. Timmy Smith, he was doing things that we had not seen from a rookie before and since then as well. A pretty incredible side. Really good chat there talking about the 01 and the 05 Parramatta Eels with Maddie. That one will be dropping on Wednesday night on YouTube.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.